you got it, man. Because only thing I would—it's not even anything, and you'll already do it—is you go in on the subject. You're probably going to be a little fast. So just pull back your pace a little bit, you know.
Yes. But I know I got to be a little more slower. Wait. Sometimes come up with a little cast and joke right
you'll,
away.
You'll start getting that connection with an audience.
Jump into, you know,
yeah.
But you're right. Go a little slower. Because I do talk fast.
Oh, me too, bro. Me too.
I do talk fast.
Yeah. So we're already recording. So.
Okay.
Talked pizza and, like, you know, what we just said. I could edit stuff. Don't even trip. But we, yeah, we talked pizza, I think, to death enough. We're good on that. So it's Christmas about to be tomorrow. Not that we have to go on at Christmas. I just want to mention it.
Yes, Christmas is tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're celebrating or you're, you know, whatever this comes out, but hope it was good. You know.
Yes.
You
know, yes.
Yeah. Just make it good. If family and it's all cool, awesome. If you don't have that, go do your thing. Fuck them.
Yeah, this my thing is like, I used to look at like Christmas as this whole big presents.
Right.
Presents. No. That's not.
Right.
That's not. It's usually like your like right now, I look at the job I got. I know I got the motherfucker in February, and I hate to be going on about this shit. But I look at the job I have as a Christmas present, dude. This is an awesome job. I haven't had no fucking problems. You know. And usually by now, I'd be scraping about some shit. You know me. I'd be, oh yeah. My God, these motherfuckers, fuck. Not at all. I love it.
I mean, heck, even your last one, you were pretty happy about it, mostly.
Well, it's a bit different, but would be my last. The delivery shit was my last job.
Oh, the delivery, yeah. That was.
Even the janitorial job, at a point, it wasn't bad.
Right.
It really wasn't bad.
Right.
It got stupid because it's like, y'all got us doing, you know, a little too much to be a fucking janitor.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I watch the movies and shit. I watch the TV shows. Janitors don't do that fucking much.
Yeah.
You know, like security guards. How come I get a security guard job? It's like, got you doing the fucking most. I've never seen that shit in the movies. Like, them was always sitting around doing all kind of bullshit in the warehouse, all this shit. And I don't get to do none of that shit.
It's like, I love the opening part of Charlie's Angels and how homeboy, yeah, he saved these ladies from dangerous jobs in his police or whatever. And they're doing like the crosswalk and like whatever. And it's like, no, motherfucker, you just got them out there doing the most now, bro.
Man. I'm like, shit, I had a couple security guard jobs where they were just awesome. Just
yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we'll say it like this. Out of the 20 security job I've had, maybe I'd say 3.
Right. Yep. I remember a couple of them for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, to shout it out.
That's the funny thing.
Huh.
You've been there for all my security jobs.
Pretty much, yep. Yeah, because I met you when you were doing.
My first security job was at that fucking library.
Yeah.
That was my first one.
That was a good one.
That was at the beginning. Ooh.
You got home chicken. Yeah, we don't have to go on that, but yeah, anyways, speaking of that, since you brought up, you're already watching KNU Chronicles or listening, go to my YouTube channel if you haven't, or our channel, but subscribe, whatever the fuck. Fuck you, whatever. Yeah, so you okay. Won't though, but whatever. But look up Kim's security, or you'll find it. Just go back on the videos, it's out there. And you get to see him and Reggie, or no, I'm sorry. Who's your boy?
God damn, I can't think of his fucking name now. Clarence.
Yeah, but there was a nickname. Anyways, you'll see it. You guys
Scoop.
Watch it.
I call it like a Scoop. Scoop. Or some shit.
Scoop. Yeah. Scoop.
I forgot now.
Double Scoop.
Big Scoop. Double Scoop. Yeah. That was my boy. He was. Now, you talking about a muse?
Oh, we had fun.
Whatever the fuck I said. Whatever way our idea came out with. He jumped right in that shit and motherfucker, it seemed like he was there with me the whole time I was coming up with. It was so crazy. was good. I don't know why I separated from his ass.
Yeah, I got I got video of us when we were cruising to the house and everything, man. I got that coming, dude.
Oh, that's a security guard. That's a security guard, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That was the one that kept spitting in my fucking ashtray. God damn it, dude. Stop doing that nasty shit.
Oh, that was a different cat. Okay.
That's a different cat.
You're right.
Yes. Yes. But that was just good times, man.
That was such a good time, man. Because I got the video from when you're leaving the parking garage on the road, and then when we get into the house with it. Oh, dude. That was great. I'm glad I fucking was doing that shit, man.
Man.
Just let it roll. No, get some shit.
Sit down. Fuck. Dumbass dog. Yeah, that was fun times, man. That was my first. I did a little security before that. I worked at a little company, but I never took it as seriously or had as much fun. You know, that was nice. That was my first job. I smoked weed before I got the fucking job, right? And they drug tested us with that shit in your mouth, a swab.
Yeah.
They put that thing in your mouth. And mine came back, I guess it just came back green, and that meant, oh, he's just smoking weed, fuck it, let him go. And they got the next, I think it was like, I didn't even get all the way home. And they was telling me to come get my uniform and shit. Mm-hmm. Yep, I went back there, got my uniforms, and I think the library was my first fucking job with them. Library, the park.
Yeah, yep.
Man,
downtown
man,
LA.
Man, fun times, man.
Yeah, the main library downtown LA.
Fun times.
Yeah, I still have to go really check that one out. I've never really, you know, there's plenty of those I haven't, you know. But
yeah, that was fun fucking time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, man.
Oh,
that
was good. That was good. How about the it used to be that Carl's Jr. that deal.
Man, the Carl's Jr. that served beer. A pitcher of fucking beer, and I think it was like $5.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't expensive.
It was $5.
I'm like, oh my God, I used to go there like after work, go get fucking hammered.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Great
we got
time,
to...
man. I'm telling you, dude, that was fun.
Yeah,
I wish I would have got those guys together and made.
Oh, we got a video of that, man. We did do a video. We did a video there, bro. I got to put it up. I got to get it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to see that. That would, oh, my God. I'll probably cry. I know. I can't watch that shit around nobody. I cannot do it. I'm not sharing that shit with nobody.
Goddamn. National Lampoon's Christmas, and he's upstairs.
Yes. Yeah, so don't, please, if you find it, don't send it to me fucking the day or tomorrow.
No. I'm not doing that right away. I'm just talking.
I'm saying.
I don't even know if I have it.
You'll be like, oh, shit, here it is. And put that shit up, and I'll be like, dude, I can't watch it now.
Yeah, but it'll be bugging you, and you're like, all right, I'm going to watch it.
You know, I'm going to watch it. As soon as I say I'm not going to watch it, I'm going to go right in the bathroom and watch that motherfucker.
Hey, I'm like, Kim, you okay?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, it's great.
That's what it's going to be.
Anyways. Yeah, man, it's all good. We'll keep going on our videos. Shout out and rest in peace, Dr. Geek, man.
Oh man, yes.
Shit.
Yes, I know people thought we was trying to be funny and shit, and we was.
No, they were taking it.
I had the utmost respect for Dr. Geek, dude.
No, they were taking. They were.
He had been around for such a long fucking time. For a long time, dude. I had nothing but respect for him. I know I had to clown him all the time. But dude, he made a fucking living. A living.
I know. Okay? More than that, like, he was a superstar, man.
Dude, I'm talking about this motherfucker. Man, you never heard nothing about Dr. Geek. He ain't had no money, and he lived in a shelter. No. I think that motherfucker had nice paper. I think he did fine.
Oh, you better believe it.
Athletes. You know, I'm talking about low level, but I think he did more. I think he did better than them.
Right. Well, it depends. Either way, he Whatever he did, he enjoyed himself, all right?
Yes. He had a character that he did. It was one of the most obscure, stupid-ass. Man, have you seen that dumb-ass commercial with Old Boy? Yeah, with the glasses. Oh, yeah, everybody was clowning that shit. That nigga made a living. Mm-hmm. Okay, fuck you and your nose.
But then he,
yeah, you out here dealing crack and all this old bullshit. Dr. Geek, yes.
But yeah, but he took that, parlayed it, and then he really showed, like, yo, I'm a fucking rapper, bro. For real.
Yeah, I can really spit. I mean, yeah, I'm out here saying some, you know, yeah, go ahead.
He did a smart route. He was like, I'm Will Smith, essentially. I'm doing it for the kids, but I'll be able to word your ass. I'm a wordsmith.
Yeah, but that's what his whole thing was. He was like, I'm not trying to do this as a cursor, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I'm not a gangster rapper. And he knew the lane to be in. He knew that.
No. But he don't get it twisted. I grew up around some gangster shit.
Oh, yeah. That nigga was on the streets of Venice Beach, nigga. Okay? I don't even fuck with you. So you talk about, oh, yeah, that ain't the hood, nigga. That's worse than the hood.
Uh-huh. Okay? Don't get it twisted. Say that shit.
You gotta worry about
say
the
that
water
shit.
And the people. Shit, say that's way worse than the hood, nigga.
Say that shit.
Fuck Let, you, nigga.
Don't get it twisted. They crips and crip.
You in one of them country club jails compared to Pelican Bay, nigga.
You'll see. Yeah, go there enough. You'll see some crips. You'll realize it.
I'm just saying, they got some of them motherfuckers on the beach. They got the fishing line.
Oh, the surfers
they
are not.
They've been living out there for a while, dude. They're not living. They're not losing their shit.
Yo,
you know they're gonna lose their shit, but they're not gonna lose their spot or whatever. Fuck that.
Nah. The surfers are no joke too. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it real. Now that right there, yeah, that's a whole other level right there.
Especially I gotta point out, especially the late 70s into the 80s portion of Venice timeline, let alone the 90s. Come on, man. Come on.
Fuck crack, that beach life, man, that shit was hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, you had those, you had a mix of, you know, different, like, whatever, you'll say, like, white dudes as well as whatever, skater shit, and the surf, like, you just on the surface, like, yeah, whatever. Oh, go ahead. Fuck around and find out what they would have clocked you with the fucking skateboard so quick and all kinds of shit.
Man, you thought, oh yeah, those white boys here, okay.
They ain't those white boys.
Go try. They knock out security guards. You better leave them motherfuckers alone.
Mm-hmm. Because the extra layers, if you are that mad white dude, yep, you do get the privilege on some shit. Yep. But yeah, you'll get, you know, not like you're not gonna get locked up, but I'm just saying, like,
fuck.
I'm just saying in a sense of like, that motherfucker really don't give a fuck.
Who is that?
Nah, just like if you're a certain white dude that just, you're raised around a certain way and all that shit, and you're really that one, but you still are.
Yeah.
You still.
I'm gonna give it to you one step more. If he's like a political kid or a cop's kid, that's like 10 times worse.
Uh-huh.
Especially if he's a cop kid and he goes the other way. Mm-hmm. He's more likely to fucking kill your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the political kid, he's more likely to kill you by negligence, by like driving too fast or some shit like that, you know. But the cop kid, he got access to weapons. He'll fucking kill your ass.
That's true, man. I mean, that we won't go down that road. But anyways, yeah, that's just to get. We don't have to go that far. Just the point is that,
I'm just going to the extreme. Dude.
Yeah, no, right, it's cool. Now, I just pulled my own self.
You're hyped about certain shit. I'm hyped about certain shit too. I'm hyped out about just humanity. So we don't get into mine right now. Because mine is way too much.
I love it. We'll do that on another one, though. We'll do that another
one. Yeah, we can do that another time.
Because I'll definitely add in on that.
About, you know, we're trying to get like a formula, you know, just go back to, you know, can you type shit.
Can you, baby?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Partner.
Partner.
Shit.
You ain't Kim and Nate United, partner.
Partner. Let's say that shit. I know about can you. What does it mean? What does it mean? You don't know shit. It means something. And not Kinky and Ashton University, nigga. That's not it.
We just make a lot of money off them jackets, baby.
Yeah, mine is gonna always be the original.
I get it.
It can be, you can say whatever. Yeah. I would love to have a thing like that. Like have the name and have it in all different like acronyms, you know. Go ahead, man. I'm just chilling, man. But anyway, like just talking about the new, I really don't like the new dog. I don't like this new dog. You know. It's like I said, the new man, the new dog, the new chicken, the new beef, all that shit, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Go back to the old shit.
Right.
But I remember growing up, it's like this. A man, to be a man, when you saw a guy and you want to give him the man check, it was certain questions or certain ways you would figure that out. Like, all guys watch porn. That was like, if you didn't watch porn, you ain't no guy. Okay?
Right.
All guys had a stash of fucking dirty books.
Yep.
Okay? You know, what else? Shit, I was just making a list of this shit, man. God damn it. See, that's why I'm like smoking this shit, man.
I had a list.
Anyway.
You gotta get a recorder, bro. Like,
yeah, I gotta start. You're
stop
right,
playing.
I need to start doing it. Anyway. Yeah. All guys, all guys play some type of sport.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't, when the guys, hey, let's get together and play a game, you didn't go run up with the girls and say, no, I'm going to go over here and hopscotch. No, you went over and played. Even if you wasn't adept at that sport, you still went and played. You know? That's how I will say.
Yeah, so, I will say, though, like.
Now, you don't even, it's like, everybody's weird. It is kind of weird, man. It's like, and I'm not saying that they're coming on to you and all that old bullshit, they acting gay. And I'm not even saying all that. The guys are like, the new guy is lazy. You know what I mean? The new guy is different than the hard-working guy, or the guy got a stash of porn, or shit like that. Because you don't have a stash of porn no more. You know? Nobody got dirty books no more. Everything's on your fucking phone. You got a tablet. You have an extra device for that kind of shit. You know, especially if you use your phone. Like, I use my phone for, so I really try to stay off of that porn shit. You know, I don't do too much of that shit no more. But at home, I'll kind of view it at home. But at work, no. I don't even go near that shit at work. You know. Because at my house I'm at now, my phone is connected to the TV and day. I was outside watching the fucking fights, right? I go in the house, the girl is like, oh, I like the fights. I'm glad you put this on. I was like, oh, shit. Thank God I would have fucking shit. That would have been embarrassing.
Are you still going?
Still going where?
Oh, you've been talking the whole time. I went to the bathroom, man.
I was still talking. When you go back and see, you'll see I was talking the whole fucking time.
No, it's just I couldn't get away. I was like, okay, keep going. Jeez.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's
sorry,
all
man.
Good.
Well, like I said, I'm talked out now. Shit, I was just, you know, going on about, I forgot the point I was trying to make now, see?
No, I got, you already, no, you made it there like several times though, so that's all good.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, we'll just get, we got another, let's do another 8 minutes or so. That's cool.
Okay.
NFL talk. Right now, it's getting down to the deep waters of the season.
Yeah, I'm watching Seattle versus Tennessee right now.
Oh, cool. What's going on with it?
Seattle is down by 4 points. It's 13 to 17.
Okay.
Seattle's record is 7-7. The Titans' record, Tennessee Titans, are 5-9.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee's a dangerous team right now.
5-9, they're not in the playoffs. Seattle's on the, they're on the fringes. Mm-hmm.
They're
on the fringes.
Where are they playing at?
They might be in as a wild card if they win this game.
Where are they playing at?
I think they're playing in Tennessee. I got to see the infield. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
Oh no, they're playing in Tennessee. I just saw the logo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're playing in Tennessee.
Gotcha. Tennessee. What quarter?
It is the fourth quarter with 1:43 left.
Okay.
Tennessee will probably win this game.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good at that. That coach Vrabel is no joke, man.
He's but it's like 5-9. I mean, 5-9.
No, I know.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm with you too. Vrabel is an excellent coach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
I guess they had a lot of injury stuff. They keep talking about Henry just came
back. Oh, for sure, dude. They got a lot of, they're badass, dude. I'm going to twist them. I bet you.
I thought they had a better record.
I bet you they're lost.
Their record's pretty bad this year.
Yeah, I bet you if you look at their losses, they're not crazy.
I bet it is probably 1-point losses. It's just like this game right here is a 4-point win for them. If they had a few more of those, they'd probably be like 9-5.
Yeah, I'm going to see here.
But yeah, so I'm watching that one now. I'll put what is 12:50. I'll probably get like one more game out that I got to go to work.
What's up?
Yep, and then I'll be there. And all I'm going to be doing there is sitting there chilling, dude. I'm trying to get Tracy to give my goddamn Christmas present early. She bullshit. All this is a fucking game. Why don't you just give it to me? I can tell her. I had to wrap her gift. Why would I wrap your gift? And you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like the element of surprise. You are fucking nuts. That's right. What you are.
Let's see.
That is fucking nuts. Why do I have to wrap a gift that you know what it is? Just put it on the tree with a bow on it and write your name on that motherfucker. The plastic's gonna come off.
Right.
All you're gonna do is put that motherfucker on and get locked in. That's why I'm like, you gonna need some money so you can get some fucking games.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Dude, I know they come with some, you know,
mm-hmm.
$300, that motherfucker come with something.
Yeah, I hear you, man. So, any other game? Well, I don't have to run.
Go ahead. That's the only game that's on now. I don't know who's playing later after this one.
Well, I'm going to just say this. I haven't watched much of any since even yesterday. But my Steelers, shout out to the Steelers on that one. Mason Rudolph, yeah, you okay. keep him as a starter for sure. But the whole team brought it. They whooped that ass.
I haven't even, like I said, I'm doing a self-pool or whatever. Well, I'm picking the games and seeing who's winning. I haven't done it in the last couple of years, man.
Mm-hmm.
I am really shocked.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Titans' last games where they lost, and pretty much close. A couple ones, small blowouts. Big, you know.
Okay.
But yeah.
Anything over 25, I consider a blowout.
Oh, yeah. They had one that was 20, actually.
Okay, that's still, like you said, I got you. Kind of a blowout. Yeah, that's close. 20 points.
I'm trying to see. I think that's the worst. No, they lost by, yep, there you go. They got 25, beat up by the Browns.
Wow.
Early in the season.
Yeah. 25 fucking points, that's, you got your ass handed to you, dude. That was a lot. I don't care how many points you scored. They got 25.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all it is. It's just two games like that. The rest are pretty regular.
Close. Yeah. 7 points.
14 at the worst.
3 points.
A lot of 1 points for sure. Several of those.
I figured that.
Mm-hmm. So they could have easily been
9-5.
Mm. Yeah. 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 Maybe more than that. 11, maybe.
See, they might have been 10-4.
11 and something, they could have been, yeah.
See, if they would have just won like a few games, they would have just scored a kick or, you know, got a stop. Like in this one, they got Seattle got enough time to score here, and they got the ball.
But I'm just saying, I'm going to segue back to go check out the Steelers' fucking highlights from yesterday.
I will.
And
when I get a chance, I'll look at it.
So in saying that, they, yeah. Keep...
Oh, shit. They just got a flag for fuck yeah.
All right, I'll save that part for my podcast. All right, man, we'll wrap it up. Thank you for listening. If you listen to the end, everybody, follow, you know, go to my show notes and you'll see what's up. All right.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
Nah, man, this, hey, I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Uh-huh. All right, peace.
That's all I got to say.
Right. We don't have to hang up, though.
Okay, go ahead.